No, now somebody comes in and draws a pretty picture, and the teacher says, "Who?"
Who made such a pretty picture?
If you were going to lift something like a piece of machinery up on the roof, you might get you a block and pulleys, and how would you get it up there?
Pull it up.
Okay. Nance, would you say the names of the year, or the months of the year for me? Like January?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
Nance, what do you call this space up over the ceiling?
Log.
Nance, when people got electricity, they tore the little outhouses down where they used to go to the toilet. What do you have in the house now?
Bathroom.
A what?
Bathroom.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where was she?
I didn't want to get tore out there. Like the car was where the car burned. They got snake bit a long time ago.
Oh.
You got bees on the thing then, but the septic tank.
Because that's all he needed was
the
septic tank.
Yeah, that kind of warning.
So they had an indoor toilet a long time.
Yes, ma'am.
What are some words people used to call those outdoor toilets, Ned? Other than just a toilet. They had some funny words.
Yes, ma'am. Don't you
remember any of those words?
No, ma'am.
Privy?
Yes.
Did you ever get called privy?
Yeah, yes, I'm called that. Yes. I can't talk too plain, no one else. Yes. He told them things, boy, and slap away from focus. How long time ago I'm sitting up, no wind come talk.
Turn them bottom up?
Fall them up.
That'll put a break on the roof.
Old Miss Colvin there one time, she had a hole dug down the ground that. Wind comes like that thing, wind comes.
Never heard of that.
Yes.
Oh, that's funny. What did we say when we were talking about jumping and diving in the water? If you hit flat, what did we call it?
Swimming.
Yeah, but if you hit flat.
Hit on your belly or something like that.
Yeah. And if you did something wrong and your mama was looking for you and you had a lot of trees outside, what might you do?
Get a switch.
And then might you hide where?
What? Hide it.
If you wanted to go hide, you could hide what?
Hide a tree.
What do you call those big old black things that growl that they have up in the mountains? We don't have them around here.
Don't tell me.
Big old black what? That growl. They bigger than dogs.
Goof.
Big old black hairy bears?
Bears, yes, my man.
If you don't have any sugar and you want to bake a cake, you go knock on your neighbor's door and do what?
Knock me some sugar.
What kind of bread do you get at a store? What do you call it?
Light bread.
Okay. What do you call the things in a hairbrush?
Teeth.
That's in a comb?
Comb.
Right, what would you call it?
Hair.
What do you call those things right there in your brush?
Little hair brush, yeah.
You don't know what you call them?
No, my little hairbrush. Hairbrush.
Other than a tin bucket, what kind of buckets did you used to have? You had tin buckets, and then there was a kind of bucket that would make your water taste so good.
Cedar bucket.
Yeah.
Cedar
what?
Cedar bucket, yes.
And cedar's made out of?
It's that old cedar tree, you know, had making bucket out a long time ago, you know.
And so we call it a blank, a what kind of bucket? A wood?
Wood bucket, wooden cedar bucket. Mm-hmm. Water sure tastes good, too.
You know, I hadn't had any water out of a cedar bucket. Yes, I'm going up in the mountains and buy me one.
Yes,
I bet you can still get them.
Well, sitting there tastes good if you done this, and I guess it's got a good taste. You'd like you take a pencil and you trim it and make it.
Yeah.
Tastes good, too.
What do you call it when you cut up a beef?